but the centre of attention right now, if you ask me, should be down at Secret Harbour, where if you saw any of the TV news last night, there's the extraordinary story of a school, a primary school, where the crossing guards were not present yesterday on a busy road, Warnborough Avenue, and so the parents had to manage their children crossing this extremely busy road. Now, that's interesting, isn't it? But it's the reason that the crossing guards or lollipop men or women were not there. It is because they are sick of the abuse they're getting from motorists while they do their job. And their job is to keep children safe. Now, if that is the case, what an extraordinary situation that motorists would be so impatient and so full of themselves that they would be abusive towards lollipop men or women, crossing guards, call them what you like, who are trying to keep and protect the children going to school. Emma Pearman is the president of the Secret Harbour Primary Schools PNC and joins me on the line now. G'day, Emma.
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Are you down at the moment on the road itself?
Yes, I am. Yes, we're here. We came down this morning to help the kids across. So did several of the staff members from the school. And thankfully, when we got here, the police are actually here helping stop traffic and get the kids across safely.
Okay. Now, it was back to school. Was it Tuesday for you guys?
Yes, that's okay. Correct.
Back to school Tuesday. Were you aware when the children turned up, or were parents aware that there would be no crossing guards?
No, there was an email sent to the school during the holidays late last week about whether there would be replacement cross guards. It just simply said that the two ladies that were there were no longer going to be present back the first day back at school. And it wasn't until we had several parents coming to the front office to say, look, there's no crossing guards there, that we were made aware of this situation.
And this is the situation that they were copping abuse, or they just sort of had enough of motorists paying out on them in some way?
Yes, from when I spoke to the traffic wardens unit, the lady I spoke with there said that they'd requested a transfer due to the amount of receiving on the crosswalk.
The amount of abuse?
Yes, from motorists.
All right. Now, as a mum and obviously being involved in the school committee there, are you aware, have you ever seen it? I mean, do you know what sort of type of abuse it is?
Yes, unfortunately, we've spoken with the ladies that were on the crosswalk several times. And yes, I've witnessed it firsthand, unfortunately. Several other parents have as well that use the crosswalk every day. The ladies have been spat at by motorists. They've also swearing, abuse, people simply not stopping, pulling children out of the way, the crosswalk ladies have, to get them away from oncoming traffic. It's extremely scary.
Emma, it's making me want to cry that we've got motorists that would be so into themselves that they can't even pause for a minute to let children cross the road without getting angry at the people doing their job. I mean, you've got to be kidding me. What are they proposing to do about this? This can't go on.
No, not at all. Myself, the PNC, the school board, have been working with our local MP, Paul Papalia, to contact police, Roadwise, Road Safety, the council. We need something done. Traffic lights, a bridge, something has to be done, because it is only going to be a matter of time, God forbid, that a child will be hit.
Now,
it is that mad.
What sort of a road is it? I mean, for people that don't know, this is Warnborough Ave, is that right? Warnborough,
yes,
Sound,
that's right.
Avenue.
So it's a dual. We've got a dual road, I guess you could say. We've got two lanes on one side, two lanes on the other, and an island. And it is one of the main roads that connect Secret Harbour through to the other suburbs.
So the kids cross to the middle, then cross again.
Yes, that's correct. So that's why we do need the two cross guards, one for one side of the road, one for the other.
And the issue of flashing school lights and all that, is that there?
Yes, we've had that all. We've petitioned to get all of that done. And that's all in place, and it still is not working. It is frightening.
What sort of motorists are we talking about here? I mean, are these supposedly normal people going about their daily lives? Is this how they they treat people?
Yes,
or?
Yes. And, you know, when I say that, it only is the... I want to say a minority. You know, we have a fantastic school community, and thankfully they've been wonderful and supportive and obviously don't engage in this behaviour. But, yes, we're talking people on mobile phones, people of all ages.
And the guards got to a point, or the lollipop people got to a point where they just didn't want to be there anymore because of that.
No, it was that bad. It was heartbreaking. Several times we'd had them in tears. It's simply, and I mean, they're elderly ladies, yeah. And they don't need to be putting up with this. They're doing a service for our community and helping the kids across safely. And they're copying this. We just, you know, it's wonderful this morning to see the police presence here.
Yep.
And I would really love to say that to see this continue because, I mean, watching the traffic this morning, everyone's been fantastic, but it's sad that it has to have the police here to be doing this to get people to slow down and do the right thing.
Okay. Is there an option here of an overpass, something that a pedestrian footbridge?
Is that what we are working on, yeah, yes.
That's so, what you need, isn't it, by the sound of this?
Absolutely. We're in desperate need of an overpass would be the best solution. That way takes away any danger for any of the children and families.
Yep.
And, I mean, we're a very big school. We've got over 700 students. So you can imagine how many kids do cross that crossing every day.
Well, yeah, I was going to ask, is it one of the most used roads to get to the school that the families would use and kids would use?
Yes, it is. Definitely. Absolutely.
Okay, right. Well, right now the police are there and doing the job, which is fantastic, but it's what's going to happen going forward that's the main thing. We'll keep in touch, Emma. I do appreciate you joining us.
And thank you so much. We really appreciate your support on this issue.
Well,
thank you.
Well, it sounds like something has to happen very quickly on this, so we'll try and contact the police minister and see what's going on about this issue. You can't have kids that are you know, left to their own devices in terms of crossing roads when there's no lollipop people, and should parents be the ones that are down there doing the job? I don't think so. Police are there today, but what's going to happen next? Can anyone out there please, and anyone that lives down there that might have seen it or knows what we're talking about, feel free to give us a call, but can anyone out there understand or explain to me what sort of people we've got driving around who would abuse, spit at, throw cigarette butts at, and verbally abuse lollipop people trying to cross kids at roads while they're sitting there talking on mobile phones as well, by the sound of it, these people in cars? Can anyone explain that to me? Because it's a bit like yesterday when I started the program and I asked the question, why does a woman drive through a tragic crash site at high speed where there are police officers present trying to do their job? I mean, are we in the Yobbo Bogan capital of the world? I mean, is that where we are living now, that we're getting these sort of stories, these examples of the worst type of human beings daily? Because quite frankly, the notion that someone cannot stop to allow children to cross a road and let lollipop guards do their job is just infuriating. 9221 882. We'll get to it again in a minute. Let's take some calls. Tim's there. G'day, Tim.
Hey, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, my children go to that school. It's always the same sort of people that smoke the same sort of glass pipe. You know, it's all the meth addicts and stuff. They're the ones that I've seen spit at those ladies, and they're nice ladies as well. They've never done anything wrong. You know, they've got the same sort of dietary requirements.
You've seen someone spit
at
a lollipop lady.
Yeah, and like, you know, I approached a young guy who was in a tradie ute because it's a roundabout, just about, you know, 20 metres up, and I said, you know, what the F are you doing, mate? You know, show a bit of respect for your elders. Like, it's disgusting.
What did he say?
Probably said, get stuffed
and drove away.
You know, I'm not a small guy either, so I've got no worries about spilling my guts to him, but, you know, they don't deserve it. But the police need to step up to the plate and do, you know, it's good that they're there today, but where were they yesterday and leaving the school in the ditch, you know? Like, my children need to cross that road. Like, it's not good.
Well, Tim, thanks for letting me know. I mean, you're saying that you reckon, you know, it's people that might be coming down after a night on the meth or whatever. Is it that bad down there? Is
not
it
the same sort of? Yeah, look, I'm a tradie down there, and I can tell you when you knock on particular doors and there's dog feces up the hallway and stuff like that, and kids running around in sort of nappies, and that happens at a few houses. There's a lot of nice people down there, so like, don't get me wrong, it's not the entire Secret Harbour, but I don't know if
there's a certain
demographic down there or whatever, but it's pretty bad. Like, but it's not just Secret Harbour, it's Port Kennedy, Warmborough and stuff like that, and they all speed through that road all the way past the schools. Like, you go down to Rockingham and Warmborough and they speed through Curry Street and things like that. So it's not, yes, it's pretty bad that it happens there, but it's all the schools.
All right. Okay, Tim, thanks for sharing that experience with us, because clearly, I mean, we can sort of start to dig down and analyse some of social issues down there or drug issues down there, but fundamentally, we've got children crossing a road to go to their school. It should not be like this.